We are. And it is cold in here. Whew. We are on Daf, you down on base. I'm maybe it's a little bit outside the line of your vomis or a Mishnah or two. I maybe get from Dina say I'm somebody who brings a get from Chutz Laretz. Vomar funny nechta funny nechta. He says the get was signed and was written and signed in front of me. Lo Yisla Sishto, you should not marry the woman who is divorcing. In other words, Yisla is a shaliach. But he shouldn't marry this woman because obviously the suspicion is if he marries her, then he brought the get because he had an agenda and maybe he was lying, right? Now what if he says, Mace, he says the guy, the husband of this woman died, right? Or, Haraktiv, I killed her husband. Oh, Haragum Haragnu, we killed his husband. So Tina Seish, Loisa Seishto, he might not marry this girl, this woman. For obvious reasons, right? She can get married, but he may not marry her. Okay? That doesn't matter because by a woman who's an aguna, we're mako, and she would be an aguna if not for this guy coming and saying I killed him. No, not just a woman. And a woman could say that, right, a woman could say that, but also an outsider could say it as well, an eid echad, a woman, right, that's a question whether at the end of you. So, Rabbi Yehuda Meir Haraktiv lo tina seishto. If he says, I killed him, the woman should not get married at all. Haragnu, if they say, he said, we killed him, though, as part of a group which killed him, a chabura. Tina Seishto, and then the woman can get married, and then we're also going to discuss the difference. Mao Nema. So when it says, the Gemara is discussing actually another case. A case called, tie back into our Mishnah. There's a case of a person married off his daughter. A guy comes and says, I married off my daughter, but I don't remember to whom. Doesn't remember which one. So a guy comes and says, I'm the one. I marry your daughter. So, obviously, they got away with a very cheap wedding. We didn't remember who the chosen was. So, Mao... So, Mao Neman. So, when the guy goes and said, I'm the chosen, to what extent is he believed? Shmuel Mao Neman Litan Get. It's believed to give a get. We don't believe him to the extent that we allow him to live with her. Because we say maybe he's lying. He just found a beautiful girl. And he wants to live with her, so therefore we don't allow him to live with her. We allow him to give her a get, and then somebody else can live with her. Because we don't believe that his yetzer is so great that he's going to go lie, and even though he has no right afterwards to live with this woman, right? So therefore, if he's willing to come and say, I married her and give a get, then we believe he must be telling the truth. Rav Huna Marbashem Rav, Neman Lichnos. Rav said he actually is believed to marry her. In other words, he's believed to the extent he may live with her. Rabbi Yochamar Neman Lichnos. In fact, that's correct. He's believed to marry to live with her. Vein Lemeidim Enu De'avar Acher. We cannot extrapolate from here to anywhere else. Mao Ein Lemeidim Enu De'avar Acher. What is the other thing which we cannot learn out from here? Maybe it's the case of Achas Mistoisai Macharti. The case where a guy says, I sold... Sometimes he learns with Yitzchak Yupert, but I don't see him here right now. So says more. If it's maybe it's this case, Achas Mistos I Mecharti, one of my fields I sold, the Enyo De Lami Mechartiya, and I don't know to whom I sold it. Uvo Echovam Aniu Shel Kachtiya. And a guy comes and says, I'm the one who bought it. Lo kolimenu. He's not believed in that case. Well, if that's the case, which you're saying that we can't extrapolate, that in that case the guy is not believed, apikidushin kid. That's true also by marriage. Echo achas mimnos hakidashi. If a guy says, I do not know which of my daughters I married off, I married off my daughter, but I don't know which one. Uboyachot v'omar aniki nafshi, and Guy comes and says, I married her, lo kol imenu. He doesn't have the right to do so. Now, this Gemara is a little quick, cryptic. To read, Baz explains it very nicely. Baz says, if I say that I saw one of my fields, but I don't know which one, and you come and say, I bought it, and it's this one, you're not believed. Why? Why aren't you believed? No? No? You're right, but that's not the primary reason, but rather, Amotzi Mechaver Lava Raya. What's the Raya? How do you know that this is being a Raya that was this field? However, if the guy says, I sold this field, I don't know to whom I sold it, then the guy comes and says, I'm the guy, he's believed. Even in Chosha Mishpat. Why is that? Because no longer I'm Moitzi Mechavero. Because the guy concedes it's not his field. He knows for sure he sold it. He's Moido, Das Badin, it's not his field anymore. So saying it's true by Kiddushin, if the guy says I married off this daughter, I don't remember to whom I married her off, then the guy comes and says, I'm going to marry her, you can believe him. Like Rav said. But if the father said, I married off one of my daughters, I don't know which one. And then a guy comes and says, I'm the guy, and it was this daughter, so he's not believed, because that's also a motu chaver lova raya, because also follows the pitzlus didi momnus. So that's what I'm saying, what is the case which we're trying to preclude, which in Kiddushin is believed, and in momnus is not believed? There is no such case. The cases are precisely parallel. When it's a case where it's a motu chaver lova raya, because we don't know which field or which daughter, then he's not believed. In case it's not a Mitzvah Mechaber Lo Avarai, because we know which daughter or which field, but we don't know who the guy is, then he is believed. So the Gemara answers the caution. The Gemara does not know when he says, when Rabbi Yochanan said, Neman Chlos Ve'en Limeinu Emenu Dovrache, when he can't extrapolate from this to elsewhere, we don't know what the elsewhere was that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. Well, but the process of acquisition is the same. Bear in mind, as a matter of fact, it's even very more similar, because we're talking about a father selling off his daughter. We're talking about obviously a daughter who's not selling off herself, but the father selling her off. Okay, it says why Mestizo plead out of the Rav. Now, the reason why all this is brought down here, because it seems that our Mishnah argues on Rav's statement. Because it says in our Mishnah, maybe Gim Dina Sayam, top of Tess Fomin out, somebody brings a get from Chutz Laretz, Varma Fonei Nechta, Fonei Nechta, he says it was written and signed in front of me, Lo Yisrael Sishra is now allowed to marry the woman. Why? Why not? If Rav says, in the case of Kiddushin, that the guy is allowed to say, believed to say, I married your daughter, and we let him live with the daughter, so why here can we believe that it is a get and let him live with the woman after the get is delivered? Says much, not a question. There, and now I'm going to explain this according to the way the Ritbaz here in the bottom quotes the Ron and Kiddushin. I looked up the Ron. The way the Ron explains is very nice. Not everybody agrees with this Ron, but it's a nice explanation. And the Ron's a Rishon, so he gets precedence. Time on there, in the case of our Gemara Mishnah, meaning Taman Yerushalmi means here, right? Case of our Mishnah, everybody knows she was married to somebody else. Bifnei Hakol means she was held to be nechis not just by everybody, but she was held to be nechis to somebody else. So therefore, you're trying to get her out of her chazkalas loka being a nechis teach to somebody. We don't believe you to the extent that we allow you to marry her. But here, by the case of the father and the daughter, nobody knows who this man, who this girl was married to, except two people who are not here. The two ate him. And were they here, they would tell us who the person was. But maybe, maybe when the two guys come, they'll say, this guy, Taka, was the guy who married her. In other words, there, in the case where he's coming testifying again, he's going against it's a known case where a woman's married to somebody else. Anybody knows a woman's married to somebody else. He's not believed to say she's divorced and then marry her himself. But in a case where nobody knows who the girl is married to, and she may well have been married to this guy, So then he has the right in that case, since not going against any known chazak of Eishes Ish, but on the contrary, he may well be in accordance with the chazak of Eishes Ish, there he has the right to actually go and marry her. Okay? So it's not comparable to cases. Let's try another way around. Masnisa pliga al Shmuel. Our mission is on this Mishnah argues on Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, if a guy brings a get, if a guy says, I married your daughter, right? Again, a father says, I married off my daughter, I don't know to whom. Somebody comes along and says, I marry your daughter. So Shmuel said he's believed to, if he's willing to give a get. He's not believed if he says he wants to live with her as husband and wife. Because if he wants to live with her again, it indicates too much that he's doing it for taiva reasons, for his lust. He has to be willing to give a get. So the following mission seems to argue on Shmuel. It says, if one guy, two guys come along, right, same father, the idiot, doesn't know to be married off his daughter, right? So two guys come and say, each one says, I married her, right? So they both give a get. Says the Gemara, if they want, one of them can give a get, and the other one can marry her. So we see here quite clearly that a guy who says aniki dashtiya can marry the girl. And Shmuel said before, if a guy says I married her, he can't actually live with her. He has to give her a get. So it's a contradiction. Now what does Shmuel do with this case? So Pasalah, Shmuel will resolve it by a mayor when he says, when the father says, le'echon mishnei elu kidashtia ve'en yodeh eizehu. We're talking about a case where actually we've limited the sphere. It's not that the father has no idea to remarry her. He knows that he married her to one of these guys. And therefore, since he knows he married her to one of these guys, so therefore, in that case, since the chances are much diminished, actually, if one is willing to give a get, then we let the other one live with her. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Asher, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kadam echad mehem v'kines. Now, if one of them, before the other one gives a get, took her, right? Again, cases the father says, I married her to one of these two. One of them immediately comes and takes her, and lives with her. So, the next word is a very big mistake. Motzi miyadu, we make him divorce her. It says, ain motzi miyadu, you don't make him divorce her? It's a mistake. You do take him. You make him divorce her. Why? Harder da dama, this is true, but shizel me aniki dashtia, bizel me aniki dashtia. When each one says, I married her, v'konim echomen v'konas. And one of them marries her first. Why? Because he was not allowed to. We have no proof he's telling the truth. Each one is telling the same story. So he's not allowed to. If he went down and did it, we'd make him get divorced because he went against the chazal's takona. But let's say one of them came along and said, I married her, and the other guy was not yet along to say, I married her as well. He said, I married her, and he took her. And then only afterwards the second guy came and said, I married her as well. Loko imenu, the second guy does not have the capacity to undermine the first marriage. So again, where they both came simultaneously, then neither one can marry her until one is willing to give a get. Where they came in succession, since the first guy, when he married her, he was the only suitor around, so there the fact that the other guy comes later on doesn't may require to get a divorce.
But the first guy came, and there is no other second guy. He's not supposed to marry. He's supposed to marry.
No, Shmuel agreed, if the father said it's to one of these two he married her, then in that case he's allowed to marry her. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said, even if we have no idea to we married her, he was still the first guy to come along is allowed to marry her. But Shmuel said, at least in that case where he said he married her to one of two people, there he's allowed to marry her. Okay?
Is there a time frame?
I don't know if there's a time frame. I don't know. I doubt it. minute? Yeah, I know. As long as it takes for the first guy to marry her. Driving to Las Vegas and back. Okay, it says who are further. Kadikin, we have Bryce, which says this. Imishakin, so once the first guy married her. Bar Acher, another guy came by him and said, Aniki Dashia, I married her. Lo Kol Emanu, he doesn't have the right to do so. Okay. Says Waraktif. Now, in the case, Game Act the Mishnah, a guy says, I killed him. So he's not believed, right? He can't marry her. Manavshach. Why? No matter what, how can we believe him? Katlei, if he actually killed the husband, Achosha Adavi suspect on a matter, Lo Dona Vlomito, he may not judge it, nor may he testify in this matter. Lo Katlei, if he didn't kill him, B'chaim, who's still alive, so then he certainly can't marry the wife. So therefore, he's not allowed to marry her. However, if he says, Haragnu, if he says, we killed him, then here the Gilead of Friday Chase Kishra is to be said in Me'ata Me'atad Katlei. Me'atad means literally to plan. So that means when a person says we killed him, he doesn't mean each one of us killed him. What it means is that we are involved in planning his death. We may have went through the motions. So in that case, Tinasela Acherim, she can marry other people, the low, but not the person himself. Okay? So they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Maise, Belista Megos, and Maise, a certain bandit. Shnik Masbeke Sorin, he was caught, taken captive in a city called Kesorim, Shibakat Kapukia, in the country called Kapukia. Im Shu Yotze Liorg, as he was going out to be killed, Amal, and he said to the rabbis, Suva Amru, go on and say, Leishto Shu Shimon Ben Kahana, so the wife of Shimon Kahana, Sharaktiv, and I killed him, because he saw Salud on his way into Lud. Okay? So his wife should be Mutter. Uvah Maisiv Nerachomim, this my episode came for Chomim, the Kimos Dorav, and they sustained what he said. So even if a guy says, I killed him, there are times when he's believed. If you can tell he's telling the truth, so in that case he's believed. Armelamiyu Rabbi said, even in that case it wasn't believed. Misham Raya, from there it's a proof. Lo Amar El Aragnu. The only reason why this ban was believed is because Itakit did not say Haraktiv, which according to Rabbi Yehuda would now allow us to believe him, because he's a Rasha, but rather he only was believed if he said Aragnu, we plotted, not that I actually murdered him. Okay? I'm a chosher al odor. A suspect. Well, first of all, it's meet Balgin and Emonos. But
every case of Balgin and Emonos is not really Balgin and Emonos. It's always Balgin and
Emonos. Okay, fine. But I don't know if that's true. But anyway. Maybe the Yerushalmi doesn't hold him then. It's a good point you're raising. I don't know why. No, it's not the Yerushalmi doesn't hold of it. It's Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of it. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda's the one who says, Haraktiv lo tinasei ishto. It's Rabbi Yehuda and Mishnah. Tarakamo Shitaka can't get married, just not to him. What?
Why? So what is the rationale? It doesn't say that anywhere that we don't believe in Christ is the evil man.
He did. It said Katla mana akti mana shokatle a choshel adav lo donav lo mido. If he actually killed him, what? But you see that he says if he killed him, if he actually did kill him, then he's a suspect on the matter. He can't testify. It's catch 22. If you murder, you can't testify murder. That's what he's saying. It's like Pagina Dibura, but it's not the, obviously Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know. That we split it in half. We believe that the guy's dead, but not that he killed him. But I guess Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that. He doesn't hold of that's a good point. He comes in and admits he kills the guy. Question whether we believe him. So that the wife can get remarried. So the answer is we do, but not vis-a-vis himself. No, the wife can marry somebody else. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even vis-a-vis somebody else, we don't believe him. Unless he says a term which we can understand to mean not that he literally killed him, but he was involved in plotting the murder in some ancillary role. Okay? Now, similarly, a chacham shasas isha b'neder. If a rabbi forbade a woman who made a nether, albala on her husband, or she made some sort of oath that she made or vow she may not live with her husband anymore. So she went to the chacham to see if he can be matur nether for her, and the chacham cannot be matur nether for her. So in that case, even though she's got to get divorced, obviously he can't marry her. Because that looks like the reason why he wasn't matir nether is because he wanted her, right? However, if this girl repudiated marriage because she got married when she was a minor, or she chalits in front of this guy, he said that then he's allowed to marry her. Why? Because when this chacham is part of a court, the Gemara is going to explain, we don't assume that he changed the proper way of passing for the purpose of marrying this girl. Also, if at the time that this episode occurred, right, that he asked her, this woman, or at the time that that's the only circumstance mentioned in Mishnah. So if they had women, if they had wives at that time already, umesu, and then the wives died, mutasi nasayim, they're allowed to marry this woman who, at the time, they said they couldn't find an opening for an editor. Why? Because the assumption is they weren't planning that far ahead, that when their wives kicked the bucket, they're going to marry this girl. So therefore, we allow them to marry her when the time comes. Also, if this girl, after she had to get divorced from her husband because of her nadorim, if she went to marry somebody else in the middle, then became widows, and then his guy should divorce the second time, then Mutar Sinai saying they're allowed to marry the judge who was not Matinah the first time, because we assume he didn't have a cheshbin, he didn't make a reckoning to wait until she gets remarried and divorced again. The Kula Mutar Sinai Lachem, and also all these women who the Chacham cannot be Matinah, are permitted to the sons and brothers of the Chacham who cannot be Matir the Neder. We don't say he had a mind to put her in line for his son or brother. Okay? HaChacham Shasa Saisha B'Neder, if a wise man who sustained the vow of a woman against her husband, I raise the Lysen, he should not marry her. Because then I would say, Mar sign, that this wedding he intended originally to accomplish, that should be forbidden her husband and he would marry her. If, however, she did in front of him when he was sitting in a court, miun, repudiating the marriage contracted by her sister or brother for her when she was a minor, or shechotza shechalitza in front of him, he said him, he has yet still out to marry her, rivneishu based in custody, he's part, that, then that chacham was part of a court. Why is that? In that case, were he really to have had such a taiva for her, he would have had to convince his two fellow judges to go along with his, you know, his trick, his lie. And obviously, it's very difficult to do that.
Here, the woman is actually doing the action. She's doing the
thing. Right.
In the other case, it was the Chacham who refused to
Matur Neder. It's a good chiluk. The difference between the Chacham doing it, it's a good. I don't know why they weren't talking about the Neder. Good point. Okay. Tamti, we learned over there. Hamavki Pedro say to Chaveiro, somebody leaves fruit by his friend. A few ain't avunim, even if the fruit is about to get lost, lo yigabay, and he may not touch them. Rashingo Meir, you mean according to Nebates, and this is why this case brought down here. You can sell the fruit in front of Basin. They also have the bottom in order that it shouldn't go rotten. And this way you're going to be able to be Meshav Aveda, give something back to the owner, because you'll have something which didn't go rotten instead. That was the case we had in the Bazar, Chinah ben Doisa, that he grew all those goats from something which he found which had been lost. They didn't want the owner to have lost in the investment, whatever it was, I think it was eggs. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abra, Akash, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Akabra, Yosin, Rabbi Yochanan, Alokrav Shingamliel, Lotzor Shingamliel, that if the fruit is getting rotten, so you're allowed to sell in front of Beis Din. My Abadamim, what will be with the money? Rabbi Omer Machlokas Rabbi Tarfa. Rabbi says it was a Machlokas between it's Machlokas and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, sorry, and Rabbi Tarfa, that the money which comes from the sale, Rabbi Akiva says you buy. I don't know if you have to buy something, you invest with them. You invest with that money, you become a Shomer Socher on that. In other words, if you have an Aveda which is about to get lost, something which is about to get lost to the owner, you take the money, you invest and become a Shomer Socher on the funds, and you try and make money for the guy. Eventually you'll get paid for whatever, you know, after you put it on his behalf, assuming you made money for him. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon holds, no, you just shouldn't touch the money. Leave the money alone until the guy comes back. You don't invest it. Okay? Kind of lo equal. Now, what if this, again, this is Grabeda, the guy is gone, we don't know what to do with it. So, Basin, of course, it's sold for the Basin. But Basin themselves may not buy the items. Why may Basin not buy the items? Right, because they might have undercut the price in order to allow them to buy these items, right? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva asks a question like this, Rabbi Akiva but Rabbi. I'm still not sure if Rabbi Akiva actually asked the question. Oh, yes, so the Karmanid says Rabbi Akiva here is an Amora. That makes it easier. See that, Rabbi Akiva, shame Amora? I don't think... Because he's quoting another Amora here, so it must be Rabbi Akiva and Amora. That's a fascinating concept. I don't remember ever seeing Rabbi Akiva and Amora anywhere else. You know, the Rogatrever, they say, discovered that the Yerushalmi on Kochim, which was put out in the 1910s, was a forgery. Because he said the guy was so careful, the guy's name was Friedlander, the guy was so careful in doing the forgery, he didn't put in the name of any Amora which doesn't appear anywhere else in Chas. And the Rogan Trevor said, there's no Masecht in Chas which doesn't include at least one Amora or Tana which doesn't appear anywhere else in Chas. Yeah. Yes. Obviously not everybody heard it, though.
That's how you knew it was a forgery.
Yeah. Yeah. Only the Rogatchover can know that. I just saw it today on our email list that the Rogatchover said about the Meshech Chochma before he died. He says, no, after he died, when he was eulogizing him, he said, it's too bad. He was just figuring out how to learn, and then he went ahead and died. So that's the Rogan Trevor. So in any event, so there, Rabbi Akiva, this right, Rabbi Akiva the Amora said, "I'm Rabbi Yechiya, Rabbi Shabsai, Nei Rabbi Yechiya, Rabbi Shabsai, Makshe." Or rather, he said, "Rabbi Yechiya, Rabbi Shabsai, Makshe." I'll ask like this. Very interesting, very good question. Atamar Biyanor Shecholta Befonav. You said if the girl did miun or chalitza in front of this dayan, he said, and he's still allowed to marry him, nation based, because part of the based it. And he's not going to convince the other guys to lie, right? Or to do abuse, miscarriage of justice on his behalf. But here you say that when they sell an Aveda, right, for auction, then they can't, the members of the Basin can't buy it. Why not? If the integrity of Basin is above reproach, so it should be above reproach in all cases. Says Mark, it's not, no, it's not the integrity of Basin is above reproach. Nobody's above reproach. Rather, I'm Rabbi Yossi, time and I'm Ekach Darko Lishtalish. When they buy stuff at auction, so they can divvy up the spoils three ways, right? Whatever they save, whatever they make. But here, in the case of Mion, two other people are not going to sin, so the other guy can get his taiva. Or if we could divide her up, we would all sin together. But we can't do that, so therefore not going to sin for the other guy. Okay? So again, we said, any of these chachomim or there, if they had wives who died, they're allowed to marry this girl who's neither they weren't matir or otherwise they facilitated her divorce. It's only if their wives die, but not if they poison them. No, it doesn't say that here. But close. Right, these guys who love, but if they divorce their wives, they can't marry this girl. Why? Because obviously then we'd say, why did they divorce their wives? Because this girl was prettier. Okay? It's interesting. You see, even at that time, people did not marry two wives. Yeah, otherwise, when they just marry another wife, so it's not given an option. Obviously, it's already at the time of the Torah time, not marrying two wives was out of favor. Okay, it says more. Again, we quote from Mishnah Kulash Nisulacher. All these women, they married somebody else. Vinisalmanu, and this other person, they became widows or were divorced. Mutasinasi allowed to go back and marry that with the dying before whom they had the original course. Shenra Motzi Lach to Lach Hasman, a person doesn't sin, this is more explaining, a person does not sin in anticipation of some future event after the woman is married and divorced again. Says more also, B'chulam Mutaris Livnei Machem, born made it to the sons and brothers of the justices, or of the Chatamid HaChomim, Shehra Dom Motzi Lach to Oloi Nebno V'loim Neochim. Person does not miscarry justice just for the purpose of his son having somebody to marry or his brother having somebody to marry. That's not a purpose. Okay? Hadro Ketzad Eishas Achim. Arba Achim, if you have two brothers. Shnaim Em Nesuim Shtei Achim, two of them married to two sisters. Umeisa Nesuim Shtei Achim, and the two married to the two sisters died. Harei L'chotus Lo Misyamos. So the two sisters get chalitza and not evil. In Kod will the Kotsu, if however the two brothers married these two sisters, then what? Yotziu. They have to divorce them. Rulezo maybe Sharmini Kaim, but they can still keep them. They still only Yotziu, they have to divorce them anyway. Now, again, we have two brothers out of four married to two sisters, and then those two brothers married to two sisters die, right? So now the question is what the other two brothers can do. So the patches is that, as our mission said, according to Beis Hillel, they can't do, they do chalitza and not yibum, and they can't marry these girls. And even if they did marry them, but you have it, they can't keep them. Why is that? Mara's going to explain. First Mara's going to ask a question. Ilu arba achim shtein nishtayim and the suim shtein nochios. If you have four men, two of them are married to two women who are not related to the other. Shemen and Misyabos, can the two die? Can't they be Misyabos to each other? So why here not? So says a very interesting thing. Shani Yochel Sheshbo Isri Achios, here it's different because there's this Isra of sisters as well. Now, the Isra of sisters is called in the parlance Achos Zikukoso. Whereas if you are zakuk to a woman, at the same time you have she has a sister, that sister is also to you. The Rabbanan, of course, because nothing. It's not as if you were married to a woman and you're also her sister, because you're never married to this woman. But achos kukasus and zikas is somewhat of a connection. So achos kukasus and this is Rabbanan. So here, in this case over here, since it's nisa of achios, since they're sisters to each other. And they were both fell before it to evil, so therefore it's certainly the same, similar to Achos Kukoso, and that's the problem over here. So that's why, if that's the case, they shouldn't require chalitza either. if they're forbidden because they're two sisters simultaneously under Zika. So then they shouldn't even require a chalitza. Right? Oh, Rabbi Sani recites that I date Zika, since their prohibitions do Zika. Vain Isra Eno Isra Achis Bruos, and there's no clear cut Doraisa, Bruos euphemism for Doraisa. There's no clear cut Isra in the Torah itself, so therefore you can't ask for Drabona. Okay? Now, I'm sorry. You can't ask for Drabona, but you can't say that it requires neither Chalitza or Yibum, not to have Chalitza. Okay? So, I hope I'm making this clear. You have two sisters who are zakuk to it once. You can't do yibum on either of them. The Raisi can. Why not? Do yibum on one of them. Obviously can't be married to two sisters. Or each brother do yibum on one, because these two sisters were married to two separate brothers. But midrabbana, we disallow this. Okay? Says what time on Tzninon, we learned over there at top of Tzayin and Aleph. Okay, back to the charts. Yeah. Because Zika looks like marriage. Okay, this is the case. Rachel and her sisters. Can you see Mr. Zuger? Rachel and her sisters. Rachel and her married two brothers. Oh, I shouldn't say that. This is kind of a tragic case. Very tragic. Fortunately, it's fiction. Rachel and Leah were two sisters. Rachel married Reuben. Leah did kiddushin to Shimon, his brother, but not nisuin. They never did a chuppah, just kiddushin. Then Reuben and Shimon dropped dead. Oh, just Reuben dropped dead, sorry. Just Reuben. Heavy black line. Just Reuben dropped dead. So now what's Shimon's status? Now bear in mind, Levi, the third brother, could always be Miyabim Rochel. But no, that will not do in this case. Shomeres Yoram, Shekidesh Ochiv Esachosa. You have a Shomeres Yoram, which happened, and the brother did Kiddushin. Mishum Rabbi Levim Seamru, according to the name Rabbi Levim, said they said, Omri Lo, we say to Shimon, have a day, wait, Achiyasa Maisa. You can't finish your marriage to Leah until we see what Levi does with Rachel. Right? Because if Levi does Yimer Chalitza to Rachel, then you're okay. You continue with your wife. Because two brothers can be married to two sisters. But in the meantime, you can't do anything. Because right now you're in limbo. Because you haven't fully married your wife, and she's a veil. Rachel, her sister, is a skuka to you. Now, bear in mind, it's old Rabbanan, because the rise of Kiddushin is a marriage, right? But it's also a Marisayan issue. You're not fully married to her. You never did Chuppah, you only did Kiddushin. Okay?
So, did
Leah
a get?
Oh, yeah, he gave Leah a get. Now, we're going to force him to give again under certain circumstances. That's the tragedy of it all. Says Marchotu Achim Okotsu. So if Levi did Chalitza or did Yehuman Rachel, so then Gzuntay Yichnos, then Shimon can consummate his marriage with Leah. However, Mesai Yovav, what if Levi kicked the bucket? So then Ayova Moitzitz Ishto, Shimon's got to divorce his quasi wife Leah, and what's he got to do? He's got to do, no. Vasations on Chalitza has got to do Chalitza on Rachel. Catch 22. He can't stay married to Leah because he wasn't fully married to her. Rachel might take precedence. But on the other end, he was already married somewhat to Leah. So Rachel is his wife's sister, and his wife is still alive. True, he divorced her, but she's still alive. So therefore, he can't marry Rachel either. So therefore, what does he have to do? Has to get on his own wife and a chalitza on his on his brother's wife.
And then there's no progeny altogether.
Right. Everybody lives miserably ever after. That's life. What? Unless he arranges for Rachel to be assassinated. Because you're allowed to marry your deceased wife's sister. Okay? Okay? There might be an option in this case. You never know. Now, Lamar, it only says here, as I just told you, Elamais, even though if Rachel dies, Mutar Bishna, he's allowed to finish his marriage to Leah. But it doesn't say Avomesa Ishto, but the inference is, even if his wife dies, Asa Rivinto, he still can't do Yibum on Rachel. Why is that? Because Rachel was Achos Ishto at one point, and that never fell off, right? So, not Achos' full wife, but Achos' Mikudesh's wife. Rabbi Eliezer said, Zuti for Rabbi Eliezer, it's all Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. And they're more humane about this, I guess one could say, if one may use that language. They say, Mesi Yivimto, if Rachel dies, obviously Mutar Bishna is allowed to consummate his marriage with Leah. And even the other way around, Mesi Ishto, if his wife dies, Mutar Bishna is allowed to Yivim to the Yivama. No. Before we said, Mesi Ishto also be Yivimto. Why? Before we said Mesa Ishto also be Yivimto, because we said since he wasn't his wife, since at the time that the Zika occurred, he was married to his wife. So then he never actually had Zika. She remained an Eish HaSach, and therefore it's also. That's what I'm saying. Now we're saying that the Rabbi Yochanan is arguing. He's saying that if Leah dies, so then Rachel is no worse than if Leah dies before he did even chalitza to Rachel, then Rachel is permitted to. Why? Because they say a general principle. Kol davar shubo machmas agoyrim. Anything which comes because of a cause, right? Anytime you have a problem which is causing before he did chalitza to Rachel, then he actually can conceivably do yibum to Rachel instead. Okay? The Rabbi Lazar says, "Afilu batal agoyrim." Even if the cause goes away, ha'isrim koymo, the isur remains in place. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina boikun Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked for Rabbi Yochanan. Here he said, if Rachel died, he can consummate his marriage with Leah, right? And Mesa Ishto, and according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Mesa Ishto, if Leah dies, Mutar Bivimto, he's allowed to marry to do Yibum on Rachel, right? If Leah dies, right? However, what about our Mishnah? Vachat Amarachin? Here we don't say that. In our Mishnah it says that if you have two sisters who fall before you for Yibum, you must do Chalitza, you can't do Yibum. So if that's the case, it's as if he had two sisters before him for Yibum. It's worse! He had one sister who was married to another sister for Yibum. So his question is, how could he ever marry Rachel under any circumstance? Rachel is either Achos Kukaso, right, the sister of his Kukra. In this case, even worse than that, it's Achos Ishto. So how could he ever marry Rachel? That's the worst question. So says Mar Malaysia, said, any of that time Achis Mayim. Says, I don't know what our Mishnah's reason is. I don't like our Mishnah. Boo Mishnah. Why is that? Because our Mishnah comes up with this prohibition of Achos Kukaso. I'm not at all clear, says Rabbi Yochanan, why this should be the case. I don't know what the problem of Achos Kukaso is. That just because the two women are at bat to the two brothers, the two sisters, are at the plate for the two brothers at once, why is that a problem? So says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Zira said, Om Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochan, any of that, I just read that. No, all right, no, I didn't. Om Rabbi Zira, Om Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochan, any of that time, Achis mine, I don't know what the problem with the sisters, Rabbi Chia B'Shem Yochan said, any of that time, Achis Yivamos mine. Now, I know what the why two sisters who somehow, you know, one is his wife and one is, I mean, I know why your three wife sisters are with you. I don't know in this case of Achos Kukoso, why it should be also to you. In other words, they're basically questioning why the Mishnah is the way the Mishnah is. So Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem and Rabbi Yazar B'Shem Yehuda said, Lo'idoyim Yisra Achis Yevomus, Lisi Achos She'enu Yevomus. So it says, I'll tell you. This is the Rabbanan, Achos Kukoso. And Rabbanan were more machmir in their Isra more than the Raisa. In other words, if your own sister, if your own wife's sister, your wife dies, you're allowed to marry her, the wife's sister. But if it's Achos Kukos, it's only this is the Rabbanan. So they have to be very careful in order to upheld the Isra of the Rabbanan. So therefore, even if one of the sisters dies, you still can't marry the other sister. Okay? You can't marry Achos Kukoso ever. You can't do even with them ever. So it's forever. So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. That's one way of learning it. Rabbi Yirmiyah gave another way of learning it. And this is a cool Rabbi Yirmiyah type case. Our Mishnah, which is saying Achos Kukoso Zasar, is only if the two husbands of the two sisters were in the same house, and the house found both of them, and they died simultaneously. Because then the two sisters come together as if they're bonded as being kuko at once. And therefore you remain asura on all of them forever. Because when they fell before you, they fell before you in a way which you couldn't do ibum on both, therefore they're both forbidden. Now of course it's still only this is the Rabbanan, not this is the Raisa. They still require chalitza. But nevertheless, that's why they remain forbidden to you, right? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, boy, Rabbi Yosi asks, "Im b'shenova abayish hashneen ka'achas." The Torah where the house found both of them at once. B'dorma Rabbi Yochanan any of that time achis yivomus ma'u. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't a bigger flam than Rabbi Yirmiyah to figure out your case that where the house found both of them at once. Of course, in that case, Rabbi Yochanan knew that why Rabbanan made it zera that you couldn't marry either one of them. Rather, the question was, you know, Rabbi Yochanan obviously understood our Mishnah that he can't marry either of them, even if the one felt you in succession after the other one. So they never came bonded before you. That's nevertheless also. And that case, Rabbi Yochanan is asking, the Gemara pauses here. Matzich Rabbi Yochanan, what was Rabbi Yochanan asking? Rabbi Yochanan was, in this case of the two sisters, right, who fell before two brothers, he's asking, since they died in succession, I understand as long as they're both alive, you can't do Yibum on either one, because of the Yisrael Rabbanan Bachos Kukoso. But let's say we managed to assassinate the second sister, the one who fell second. So all you have left is the first sister. There's a period when she was mutter beforehand, right? Before the second husband, the second brother died. So why can't she revert back to her mutter status? And why the brothers do Yibum on her, right? That's the only thing Rabbi Yochanan was asking, however. But even Rabbi Yochanan understood the Gemara posits that if it's the first one who died, the second one remains awesome. Why? Because by the time the second brother died, there was already one skuka. The second sister started off her career as a skuka in a state of achos kukaso. So therefore, even if the original sister dies, the second sister who survives remains always in a state of Akos Kukosu, because she never had a shot to hit her. She never had a permissible point before it. That's more Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he da, Tzrichole. No, it's questions on both sides. He doesn't understand. Maybe while both are alive, he can understand. But with both, if one dies, no matter which one, he does not understand why the other one should not be permitted. The lay Zika klum. His question is, Zika, it should not be sufficient reason, at least if one of them is dead, to prohibit the other one from doing Yibum. Even if they're both alive, maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds that they should both be able to do Yibum. But certainly if one is dead, the other one should be able to do Yibum, no matter which one died. And says Rabbi Yochanan, I'll prove to you Zika is meaningless. Right? And here we get back, and we're going to go to it more in the next, tomorrow night, to Lumbson, which we mentioned in the first parak. What is Zika? Rabbi Yochanan's Chalitza is a Kenyan. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan's Zika is garnished. It's nothing. And he proves to us that Zika is nothing. How does he prove that Zika is nothing? Ilu Shlosh Achim. He got three brothers. Here's the case. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi. Right? Now, it's actually a complicated case. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon are brothers by the father. Shimon and Levi are brothers by the mother. So Levi and Reuven are not related to each other, right? They are half brothers by the father, half brothers by the mother. They're not related to each other. Dina is married to Reuven. Dina dies. No, not Dina. Reuven dies. Shimon should do Yibum. But before Chalitza, before there's Yibum Chalitza, he dies. Can Levi marry Dina?
Levi is out of the partial.
Right. But if the old Zika is significant, Levi would be awesome to marry Dina. Why is that? Levi can marry Dina. That's Rabbi Yochanan's proof. Because if Zika was significant, then Levi should be awesome to marry Dina. Why is that? Because then why should, what should Levi be vis-a-vis Dina? If Zika is significant, what should Levi be vis-a-vis Dina? A brother-in-law. Because she was kuka to Shimon at one point. You're right, that's the side of Rabbi Yochanan's point. Zika is klum. If Zika was Sali, then Levi should be also married Dina, because at one point they were brother and sister-in-law, right? Because Shimon was his kuka, or Dina was kuka to Shimon. So what? That's worse, because you're not allowed to marry. You're never allowed to marry your half brother through your mother's wife. Your half brother through your father is allowed to marry in the context of Yibum, but never your half brother through your mother. So if Zika was something, says Rabbi Yochanan, then Levi should be also married Dina. If Levi's not also married Dina, as we know he's not, so it means Zika's nothing. Okay? So says the Gemara again, Ilu Shlosh Achim has three brothers. Shnayim Yav, two are from the mother, father, v'lo me'em, and not from the mother. V'shnayim me'em, and two from the mother, v'lo me'av, and not from the father. Meit v'nosh alav t'chila. So Reuven dies first. See why you need this book? Have this book. Take an hour to figure out this case, right? So Reuven dies, right? Meit v'nosh alav t'chila, the son of the father. V'lo yispika sheni lachlitz, and Shimon didn't get married to chalitza, or liyavim, achemeitz, until he dies. And he falls before, now Dina falls, she doesn't literally fall, but Levi wants to marry Dina. You think he's not permitted to marry her? Of course he's going to marry her. In Maimor, it should be in Taimar. If you're going to say that Zika is clue, that Zika is significant, yes, but Mishum Achimimo. So it should be also because of his brother's wife. Obviously, it's not his brother's wife, because Zika is lav klum. So says Rebbe, again, I don't understand this from Achos Kukoso. Since Zika is meaningless, so I understand why, just because one woman is kuka to you, her sister should be also to you as well. Don't understand it. Okay, so says Mamaushiet Lord Sarah. This is another interesting case. You have Rach and Leo, who are brother and sister, two sisters, right? Leah married Reuven and Rachel married Shimon. Each one had a co-wife, right? There's a third brother, Levi. Reuven and Shimon both died. Now all four wives are zakuk to Levi, right? So in this case, our Dina and Tom are also to Levi as well. Achus kukasa, that Rachel and Leah are also to Levi, is the Rabbanan. When you have two women who are simultaneously Shaykh to Zika, so they're both also, that's the concept of Achus kukasa. If the Rabbanan make their issues so severe, then not only are Rachel and Leah also, but Dina and Tom are also as well. Ma'al she'el otzara. Rabbi Hilo Shem, Rabbi Hilo said, Kavachomer. Yeah, it's Kavachomer. In the Rabbanan. Ma'am Achas Chulutzaso. If you are willing to read to me, do the Chalitza. Kshem Divrayim. And so this is the Rabbanan, her sister. It's also to the Rabbanan. Nasu Chachamim Tzara. Chachamim said that the co-wife of your chalutza's sister is also to you. Because if you're the chalitza, the woman, and she has a sister, her co-wife is Osir. Afkan sheyesh isur achayas lo koshkein. Here, where there's that marisayan issue of the two sisters simultaneously falling before you, even though really Shadon Tzoyin isn't the Rabbanon, but since there's that smell, that odor of two sisters, so kavachomer that they asur the tzoros. So Achas Kukoso is such a strong Rabbanon that they even asur the tzoros as well. And in this case, nobody's allowed to marry Levi, not the two sisters who are Achas Kukoso, nor even the co-wives of Achas Kukoso. Kavachomer, a case where there isn't two sisters simultaneously, where the sister of your chalutza's co-wife is also to you as well. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. And tomorrow we continue with even more Lam Mishul Gemara. It's a similar thing. When the Goreim goes away, it's cool. Yeah, where is that lingo from the Bavli of Amos? I don't remember where that's from. Yeah, so it's the same idea. That's right.